we've got to continue the form that we're in with the ball and without the ball, and see if how many points we can pick up between now and the end of the season. You know, the like I say, the aims from us have not changed. It's just about doing their job and seeing at the end of the season where we are when we've picked up as many points as we can possibly get.
What have you been most happy with in recent games that you feel has really improved in this upturn of results?
I think the mentality has got better, but it was always been there, but it's improved. And I think the most pleasing thing is the players, the younger players especially, are starting to show a lot of signs of maturing. And I think the big man's made a big difference to us. But, you know, I think throughout the season that we've been competitive and we played some good football. It's just that for us now, it's all starting to come together a little bit. But we're totally aware that this is a massive challenge again on Saturday. So we ain't going to get carried away, and we won't get carried away. And we've said that all this season.
Do you think if there was one good thing to come out of losing at Ipswich, maybe it was a few home truths, maybe it was, as you said, just after, they've seen a different side to you, the players, and apart from those couple of home games over Christmas where results didn't come as the way you wanted them to, things seem to have changed and there seems a stronger setup since then?
Well, I think the squad has grown together, and that takes time, and we knew that a little bit, you know, over the period of the season we knew that it would take time. We've said all along about patience and understanding from the supporters, and they have. They've been magnificent. And now it's just starting to come together a little bit, as we thought it would, as the young players get more confidence and more experience to their game.
Are you a man for stats, Gary?
Occasionally.
I'll throw one at you then.
Go on then.
Just over 6 years since Blackburn won 3 league matches in a row. It's a long time, isn't it? You could do it this weekend. Does that just show what this club has been through in recent times, that it's been such a long time since Rovers beat Reading 4-2 in 2007?
Yeah, I mean, like when you talk about stats, that's it. That is a long time, and yeah, you know, it's been well documented what we've been through. But we put ourselves into a position then to you know, break that record, if you like. And it's all about picking up points from now until the end of the season. And you know, we go there with a clean sheet. We start with a clean sheet. If we come away from a clean sheet, we'll be delighted.
It's one of those where if you really want to challenge second half of the season, teams at this point look to go on runs of 5-6 games, winning runs rather than unbeaten runs now, isn't it?
Yeah, you're dead right. And obviously, we've managed to put two together at this moment in time. But like I say, it's about picking up points. So even if it is a 5-game unbeaten run, you're picking up points. And, you know, there's a big part of the season coming now, and especially in the months of March and April, where there's, I think it's 13 games in the 2 months. So yeah, you know, you've got to stay in and around it, because at that time then you can really take off.
Do you see this as being one of the biggest tests of a championship season, going to the City Ground?
Yeah, it's obviously it's a very difficult place to go, but the resources that they've got and what they've spent so far, it's going to be a tough challenge. But we go to the game full of confidence on the back of what we've managed to perform away from home the last couple of weeks.
Do you know it like the back of your hand, that place?
Yeah, slightly. It'd be a strange feeling walking down the tunnel, to be honest, taking a foreign team, if you like.
Do you think it would be a signal of intent if you could go there and win? To show others in this division, you're probably not bothered what others think, but do you think it would show others that, hey, Blackburn Rovers mean business this second half of the season?
I don't know. I don't think it would be... It would be that. We wouldn't see it as that. We would just be going there to try and win a football match, and that's what we've tried to do all season. That's all our focus is to go there and be competitive and try and come away with something, that's for sure.